If you've ever went through a divorce or like a big breakup, was there something that you and your significant other had a big argument about, like trying to divide up the house, the lake house, the dog? Or was it a sentimental thing that you guys both wanted to claim? Because, you know, when you are married, your whole lives are combined. And usually the things that matter to you matter to your spouse. And so when you go through the divorce, you guys both want the same thing. 314-531-9898. Or would you go with your ex, if you went through a bad breakup, to the Taylor Swift concert, if that's the only way you can see Taylor Swift? I bring it up because this is what happened to an actual couple. So the courts had to step in because a year ago, you know, when you buy the Eras Tour tickets, they had bought Taylor Swift tickets to go, and now they were getting a divorce a year later. They didn't make it, and they both wanted the Taylor Swift tickets. And this couple had to decide what they do with it. And I guess the judge stepped in and said, you can guys can, one person could buy the other person out, which neither of them probably wanted to do. Or you guys can go together, or you guys can just sell the ticket and nobody go. By the way, they would have gotten like $13,000 for the tickets. Isn't that crazy? So no wonder they were fighting over these tickets.
Right.
And not only is it Taylor Swift, one of the biggest concerts ever, but it's also like, now if you were to sell these things on like StubHub, you can get like $13,000 for them. So they couldn't come to the agreement over it. And honestly, the story's going viral, and I don't know if they've resolved it yet.
Yeah, maybe they need our influence. So this is not me being pygmy, but I've never had like a bad standing with either of my two ex-boyfriends. We ended on good terms on both sides. So we didn't really like fight over anything.
Yeah.
It was like situations where it's just like, if you want it, have it, take it, like.
But
it's sad, but I'd go to the Taylor Swift concert with either one of my exes.
I would not.
Okay, hold on. First off, Hannah, AB and I, as your closest friends here on the show, would step in and say, you can't go. Your breakup's too fresh.
I'd be like, absolutely not. I don't need this drama.
Yeah, your breakup's too fresh. She would not let you go.
Hannah would totally agree. Either one, though, like, we're on good terms, so it wouldn't be like,
that's why we would let you go.
Hannah's
on too good of terms with her ex. Like, they're, like, good. Like, they're not, like, talking or anything like that, but, like, there's no issues. So we'd be like, Hannah, don't go back. It's going to mess with your head. You got... went through a terrible breakup, messed with your head. You're the opposite.
Yes, but the thing is, as someone that goes to a lot of concerts, it doesn't matter how great the artist is. If the vibes are off with like whoever you're with, the concert is not going to be great.
I agree with you. Totally agree with you.
So to be standing next to someone, like you're not really going to be like standing there, singing, having a good time. You know, like it's just like the concert's not going to be good. It's not going to be a $13,000 concert.
It's going to be awkward.
That.
It's going to feel weird. Yes. You're not going to be in the moment that you want to be in.
Taylor Swift.
Guys, still want to know something that's interesting? I actually did this as a promotion at an old radio station. We had Taylor Swift Reputation tickets, and the only way they were allowed to go was if they brought their ex. So they called
that
their ex.
That is rude.
They called her. Yep. This is the radio show. They called their ex, asked their ex, hey, I can win these tickets, but you have to agree to go with me live on the radio. The ex agreed. We got to the day of the concert. She stood outside of the Reputation tour. The ex never showed up. Isn't that a jerk?
Wow. Yeah. Oh!
It's hard.
I would have been like, I could have invited someone else. What's going on?
Yeah. So she had no one to go with. So she came into the concert, like got to go with all of us. But she went solo, and he just never showed up at the concert. He chickened out.
I would rather go alone than go with
my ex. Yeah, exactly.
I was curious how
her, probably felt better.
Yeah. 314-531-9898. Did you ever go through a bad breakup, a divorce? Did you guys get caught up on anything like these Taylor Swift tickets where you guys just couldn't come to terms with who gets it? And what if you had something like Taylor Swift tickets? Would you go with your ex to the Taylor Swift concert? Let's take your calls on this right after Post Malone, who we just announced coming to Busch Stadium with Jelly Roll in May. Post Malone and Jelly Roll coming to Busch Stadium. We got tickets all week long while we're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. So make sure you tune in to win some of those. This story is so funny. It's going viral about a couple who bought Eras Tour tickets like a year ago or whatever. You have to buy them way out in advance. And since then, they've gotten a divorce, and they can't come to agreement on who gets the tickets. Oof. And a judge even had to step in and said, here are your options. Go together or sell them together. And they would get like $13,000.
Good little payday.
Yeah.
If you went through a divorce and you got caught up on like something, you know, what could You're like, who gets this? Who gets that? In the divorce, 314-531-9898. Or if you had tickets to a show like Taylor Swift, would you go with your ex? This actually happened to you, huh, Tammy?
Yeah, I bought tickets for my boyfriend for George Strait years ago. The Valentine's Day gift, and the concert was in February. And we split up right before that, and he refused to give me the tickets, and I refused to give him both tickets. So we each split them, and I showed up and kept waiting for him to show up, and he never did. So kind of the same thing, just out of spite, he kept his ticket. But I made friends with the people next to me, and we had a great time, and it was just all fun, just doing it by myself. I never realized that
Guarantee
going to a concert
you
could be
had
fun.
A better time.
There you go. Yeah.
That's
see,
right.
And you know what's funny is you can play chicken in this situation. You'd be like, okay, let's go together and see if the
exactly.
other person shows up.
That's crazy.
That is a good move. I like that move, Tammy. Kayla, you said that you would actually do this. You would go to the concert with your ex because you think they might have some other issues that we never even considered about getting approval to go to the concert with you.
Oh, yeah. I think it would be funny. Like, I'm not bitter about the breakup at all. Like, he cheated. It's totally fine. Like, he's in that relationship. And he's stuck in that. Like, he's completely... He's stuck in that relationship. I just find it would be funny because I know she'd be like, oh, you're not allowed to go. And I would be like, well, I need him to get me, like, I need a wingman, you know? I need Post Malone, so. And I would just find it very funny that she'd be like, oh, well, I'm insecure, even though, you know, she did me dirty. So.
Wow.
Two things happened. Kayla's like, one, this is a way for me to get some, like, reverse revenge on her because now she has to squirm all night knowing that her man is out at a concert with her ex, and she's
pretty
probably
iconic.
Yeah, she's probably freaking out, and this dude is probably not getting a yes from her, so he's probably not going to be able to show up either. So you're going to be at the concert with like Tammy by yourself,
and the fact that he'd probably have to ask is already bad enough.
Yeah,
you're already in the doghouse.
Hey, honey, can I go to the concert with Kayla? You know, the girl I was with when we hooked up. Just, you know, I just want to be a fly on the wall for that conversation.
Reverse Uno.
Yeah. It's Y98 St. Louis.